as I promised, geez, big plugs you've been getting this morning, Oscar. Big plugs.
Yeah, I've got to live up to the expectations. Oh. I feel like there's a bit of pressure now.
We are joined in the studio now by one of our lovely Monday Daily producers, Oscar Byrne. And you're going to give us, what, the Monday Daily Gig Guide?
Yeah, it's a second installment. And if you're just tuning in, I think you phrased it pretty well a bit earlier. It's basically just a rundown of things we've seen in the last week and just what's coming up. There's definitely a plethora of shows that will be coming up this week and in the following weeks, I think.
All right. Yeah. Just very quickly, did you happen to catch anything over the weekend?
Yeah, we talked about it briefly before. I think on the last installment, we talked about these New South Wales.
Uh-huh.
And that was everything you said it was going to be. It was theatrics. It was punk.
Yeah.
People were heckling. I think people were going there to heckle.
Yeah, it's in jest, tongue in cheek, but still like somehow...
kind of serious and punk.
Punk.
Yeah.
It's rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
It's spill your beer, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't brush your teeth. Rock and roll.
Yeah, tape on the nipples, everything you want. But he did a rendition of the Lion King song, which was funny, but a little bit like he went from doing a hardcore punk song to If I Were King, the famous Lion King. Not the Lion King, The Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz. You know the King song? He's like, I want a heart. Yeah.
He did
a rendition of that.
I have seen it, but it's not familiar to
me. Yeah.
Anyway. What's up this weekend?
I think it was mentioned a bit earlier before as well, Shining Bird, one of our favourite bands. We both caught them at the Lansdowne.
Yep.
Great Wollongong band. They're playing this Friday at the Marley Hotel in Newtown. That'll be a great show. The early session is sold out, but there are still tickets available for the late session. Oh my God, I'm a mess.
That's all right.
I'm a mess, man. The late session is sold out, but there's still tickets for the early session.
Cool.
They're selling fast, so get on that. That'll be a great gig.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw them at the Lansdowne. It was insane.
Oh, man, they're the best. It's very ethereal, very Australian.
Oh, yeah.
And there's some absolute face melters thrown in
there
as well.
Brain melt, yeah. Face melters, man, yeah.
So good. What about after that? What else?
So after that, we've got the Phases, who are a great Northern Beaches band. They'll be playing at the Chippo just down the road. Yeah, so if you're into the Strokes, that kind of like early 2000s New York style
garage rock revival.
Yeah, definitely. They're the band for you. They'll be promoting their new single, Friends, which is they've described as like an exploration of life and the relationships in the modern age. So really nostalgic to that early 2000s era. The late show is sold out, but there's still a few tickets for the early show. So
cool.
Get on that. Maybe go to both gigs.
Yeah.
Hit them both up. And then I'm looking forward to this next one, actually, Peel, a band we've played a few times on the show.
Yeah,
debut single, and it's their debut show.
Via Third Eye Records?
Third Eye Stimuli, that is correct.
Cool.
Yeah, they really do fit in with that.
Big time.
That
psych.
Kind of, yeah, definitely that revival of that 60s. But they've got that really cool shoegazy. If you're into New Order, they're the band for
Ride.
You. Ride, that really like dreamy-esque kind of dreamy melody. So yeah, there's still tickets for that. We'll put the link on the site. But yeah, it's a pretty action-packed Friday and Saturday.
A lot of rock and roll.
So yeah, we'll put all the links on the website. Definitely worth checking out. And maybe run into you at some of the gigs. You never know.